Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You are listening to Love in the 21st Century. This is Tammy, and we are going to be joined today remotely, hopefully, by Julian and Emily, who are at the Guinness Book of World Records attempt, as well as Rain and Mary that are here in the studio, going to be talking about top Chanel bike ride and Take Back the Night Week. Our focus this week, we're talking about our mental selves. We have been focusing on our self-love in action. How do we practice self-love for ourselves, and what does that look like when we're taking care of these different aspects of ourselves? We're looking at general focuses. We're talking about the emotional and physical. It's what we've covered so far. We're going to be looking at the mental self tonight, and then we're going to be moving on to the social and the spiritual here in the future. And then, you know, giving a back roundup at the end. But tonight we're going to be talking about just our general well-being and our mental health, but also what keeps us passionate, what keeps us driving. And it's really wonderful that Rain and Mary have joined us in the studio, because that's what they're here to share about, what they are passionate about and what they want other people to be hearing about and sharing tonight. And as well as Emily and Julian, who are out there breaking records and for us here in the studio sharing love, because that's, you know, what I'm and those that come to the show are very passionate about, love. First, we're going to start it off with some awakening. I just found this today, Awakening by Climbing Poetry featuring Lee Song and Biko Cassini and Rising Appalachia. And this should be inspiring to all of those that are listening about why it's time to wake up, stand up, and live your passion in the truest sense of the words.
Danielle Gunn is our associate producer.
That's not what I wanted to play right there. Okay.
Clear skies.
Just a moment.
The meaning of our lives and live as if life depended on the gifts we tried to hide. Whoever told you you can't fly was afraid of heights you'd reach if you tried. You better free your mind before they illegalize thought. There's a war going on. The first casualty was truth, and it's inside you. The universe is counting on our belief that faith is more powerful than fear. And in that shifting moment, we'll all remember why we're here. In a world where you're assassinated for having a dream, and the rich spend $9 billion a year to control our ideas and visions are televised, so things aren't what they seem. We gotta believe in a world where there's room enough for everyone to breathe. 'Cause reality is made of 7 billion thoughts who made up their mind of what's real and what's not. So I stopped believing in false idols of war, greed, and hate. It's not worth my faith. And my mind's dedicated to justice, and my soul's devoted to love. And love is God, and God is truth, and truth is you, and you are me. And I am everything, and everything is nothing. And nothing is the birthplace of creation, and transformation is possible, and you are proof. And the most powerful tool in the hands of the oppressor is what's inside our heads. And the most dangerous weapon to combat the deception lives inside our chest. Hold a mirror to your heart. What does it reflect? What will be the message of the legacy we've left? We were born right now for a reason. We can be whatever we give ourselves the power to be. And right now we need dream weavers, bridge builders, truth sayers, light bearers, food growers, wound healers, trailblazers, life lovers, peace makers. Give what you most deeply desire to give. Every moment you are choosing to live or you are waiting. Why would a flower hesitate to open? Now is the only moment. Raindrop, let go. Become the ocean. Possibility is as wide as the space we create to hold us. We were born right now for a reason. The reason is up to you. Just think if so much is controlled by so few. Imagine how much so many of us could all do. When you consider this system runs off of our fuel. If we start running alone, we see just who's ruling who. The game don't exist if we don't play by its rules. So don't be scared of the spark in the spell of great darkness, or afraid of the light in the moment of dawning, or the heights you will reach when you rise to your calling and release all your rain. Call it life or fall. Let go of your wanting and give in to your longing, to live free of possession and full of belonging, to the intricate infinites. We're all a part of the web that you wove in a dream you've forgotten was the creator, awakening into our conscience, condensation of vapor into a drop.
Love in the 21st century, talking about our mental selves, and it just seems so applicable. You know, we talk about how to take care of ourselves, and really we could devote separate shows to many topics that we're covering here in 30 minutes. And today, because it's so applicable to everyone that's in the studio and those on the phone, and just, you know, those that are resonating in my life and all around us on a daily basis, talking about passion. What is the passion that drives us? And, you know, it's so beautiful because we have so many different passions that we can represent a whole collective of a world right here in Chico. It's so amazing. Little Chico doing something. So I want to make sure that I give some good attention to our guests and just say hello to Julian there on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Jules. Thanks for joining us. Emily just came into the studio.
Hi.
And Rain and Mary are here.
Hi.
So I just want to make sure all their mics are working and that you guys can hear them and I can hear them and that it's working. So Rain and Mary are here representing the, Rain's representing the Chico Breast Liberation and Mary is here from the Gender and Sexual Equity Center. So yeah, thank you ladies for joining us today. And yeah, we're talking about mental health. We're talking about our mental selves and how we can create that time in our lives. And so before we just dive directly into the topic of what you're here to share with us, I'd like to, you know, maybe backtrack a little bit and talk about what, why you invest the energy into something that maybe isn't necessary for your own survival. And I think that all of us in this room and those listening, and I know definitely Julian that's there at the Guinness Book World Records attempt can say this, that we're not necessarily doing things because we can't live and breathe without them, but on a level it kind of feels like that. So I kind of want to hear from you ladies about what got you here this evening and to be a part of the projects you're working on.
Well, some folks might already be familiar with me, at least I've been on the show before with another one of our organizers, Megan, talking about what we do that we've been doing for years, that I'm really passionate about empowering women and all genders to feel safe and comfortable within their own bodies, which is definitely a big topic related to mental health, is just self-acceptance and loving yourself and feeling empowered in yourself. And, you know, I try to nurture that in my own life and all those around me. And I think that there's a lot of ways that we can improve on that even more, that we can feel more empowered in our lives and in our community and feel more embodied in our bodies, particularly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with everything that Rain just said. Along with that, I believe that that can extend, especially coming from, you know, a very large campus where oftentimes you see, you know, images and you hear lots of, you know, kind of disturbing, you know, instances where women do not feel, you know, that they are okay in themselves and in their bodies, and they internalize, you know, all of these outside forces telling them that they're not good enough, but I think that a lot of the reason that I, you know, I joined GSEC, the Gender and Sexuality Equity Center on campus, is because we are trying to start a movement of love and to really be able to, as Rain said, sort of embody the idea that we should be comfortable and okay in our own skin, and also to, you know, want to be out there and speak for the voices that cannot be heard, and to, you know, be capable of, you know, spreading love and understanding of, you know, different bodies and different minds and different mindsets and perspectives. So,
absolutely. So before we jump in again to the topics at hand, I guess I want to hear from Emily and Jules, because I know that they also as well are people that are very passionate. So I know that for myself, that it kind of feels like it's a fire that's burning inside. And when it comes from like mental stimulation, it's not even a choice anymore of like whether or not I want to do this or if I think it's a good idea to do this. Usually I'm like, oh my goodness, this seems like a really overwhelming idea to even try to do this. But regardless, I still end up going for it, because once you feel so passionate about something, it's like it's pulling you in that direction. You're gravitating and magnetized towards it. So I think that there's a lot of people out there that can share that same energy. But I also want to just hear from Jules and Emily about what, you know, the mental self and how it helps to further, you know, who you are as an individual.
Yeah, talk about biting off a big task. Julian, you want to hit him? Hit him with what we're doing?
We're trying to change the world.
No small feat.
One local community at a time. We believe that particularly the music scene in Chico is far above and beyond what a town our size typically can find in this country, and that we have a lot to offer and are in a good place to set a good example for other local music communities around the country. So we are currently trying to double the Guinness World Record for longest multi-artist concert. And we are in the experience of it, about 12, 13 days of nonstop, 24 hours a day music right now. And we, on the clock, have about 8.5. With the intent to go the rest of the month and maybe a few days beyond that.
And one thing we're doing differently is all the previous records have been broken by like singer-songwriter individuals, and we're highlighting the bands of Chico. So it's
we have about 300 different acts, if not more, maybe 350, that are going to be a part of this event. And you know, you talk about mental health. And things you can do to stay mentally healthy when you're being passionate. Right now, I'm feeling that sleep is an important thing. You know, I'm almost 24 hours up right now, but I'm energized by the energy around me and the stimulus of music and meeting people and keeping the show going and a time clock and all these things. Balls we have to keep in the air are keeping me awake and keep, you know, I'm passionate about it. And, you know, not looking for the paycheck here so much as the experience and the sense of having done something huge. So and that's keeping me awake.
Yeah, so we have been, you know, we set our minds to this using our mental bodies a few months ago, and that, you know, got hooked by the idea, and which, of course, you know, hooked the passion and the inspiration. And like you said, Tammy, the you know, sometimes it starts with the mind, but that mental hook and that pursuit of passion, you know, to just the utmost degree, feeds more than the mind, and way beyond the mind. It feeds the self and the spirit and the whole.
Absolutely. And that's why at the end of this series that we're focusing on about self-love and action, I want to take another opportunity to really wrap up how all of these things, even when you focus on one, really starts to encompass a lot more and really take you into a further complete direction. And I guess what's coming to mind for me right now is a statement by the Dalai Lama, which is think critically, then act. And so, like, I have that written in one of my journals for many projects that I work on. And that's what I think about when I am getting ready to do something really seemingly unsurmountable, and to think critically and then act. And so I'm really excited to hear from these ladies about what they're here, what they have thought critically about, and what they're acting on now, and what they've come to share with our listeners.
Well, actually, another quote that I've read attributed to the Dalai Lama is, if you want to feel safe, help someone else feel safe. And that's a big part of what we're doing with the Topshanal Bike Ride and Take Back the Night is about, I don't necessarily always feel safe in Chico at night by myself as a small female-bodied person. there is safety in numbers, certainly, and that's a lot of what both of these events kind of embody, is that together we are powerful, and we can, and the more that we stand together, the more that we each can have power also. We've been doing Chico Breast Liberation for started 4 years ago doing International Go Topless Day event, and this year a fire got lit under my butt by being wrongfully arrested for not wearing a shirt in Chico. And so we've decided to step it up and have more events and really pursue our mission statement is normalizing toplessness for women in all bodies in Chico and in the culture in general, and educating people that it's not illegal, because a lot of people don't know that. But
I'd like to say that that is bold for any community, let alone Chico, California, in the middle of, very rural, in the middle of the valley of a rural metropolitan area. So, yes, good.
Chico's got some cool stuff going on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We are a vortex for amazingness. I'm pretty impressed.
Totally.
Yeah, definitely.
And so we're actually pairing two things that we're passionate also about, which is bicycles and bike riding, which a lot of people in Chico can get behind, is bicycles and bike riding, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And especially for Take Back the Night, we really want to put a focus on the women who survive these really awful, sort of instances, that are surrounded by, violence against women, and trying to shift the focus away from, these different kinds of, systems that tell us, put more clothes on, or, walk with buddies, or, carry pepper spray. And instead we're saying, this isn't the way that we're going to change the system, and this isn't the way that we're going to, empower and embody. The way that we do that is to tell the perpetrators and to tell the other individuals, not to go out and, attack, and not to rape and do these kinds of things. And so we really want to be able to promote self-love and self-care through the feeling of safety and being able to have our voices heard and bring awareness to these issues that are so prominent, throughout our society.
Yeah, so I'm really excited that we're partnering with the GSEC. This is the first time that we're doing this, and that we're creating this more connected community in Chico through this event too, because there's often a separation between the students and the campus and the rest of the community. And that fosters a lot of isolation, that the students don't get accepted within the community, and the community, doesn't feel invited into all the awesome stuff that happens on the campus too.
Right.
And for young people who are students who are coming to Chico or have been here for a little while, it's really great that we can connect as a community more all together, because of course there is a lot of issues of not just, people dealing with assault, but depression and things like that that happen in the student body, that all together as a community, if we were more connected and more loving and sharing these kinds of ideals of empowerment and embodiment, that maybe we would improve on that as well.
Absolutely. So when exactly is the event for those that are wanting to attend the Topshanal? It's a little difficult to say. Topshanal.
Yes, we chose that name specifically because our main event has been International Go Topless Day, and a lot of people get kind of you know, distance themselves because they don't necessarily want to take their shirt off, or they're not at that point yet where they're comfortable with that. And what we try and tell people is that you can show up and be supportive of other people being able to do that without taking your shirt off. And so that's why we chose the name Toptional, because it's optional whether or not you want to wear a shirt, because it really is, because we're not challenging any laws here. We plan to fully obey all traffic laws on our bike ride, and we're not breaking the law by being shirtless. But we're going to be kicking off Take Back the Night Week. So the Toptional bike ride itself is on the 19th, so next Sunday. And we're going to be meeting at 1 mile at picnic tables at 2 p.m. To get together and have a little safety rundown before we go on the ride. And then for people who don't want to do the ride or can't make it or can't physically ride a bike, but they still want to participate in some way, at 3:30, we'll be back at the picnic tables at 1 mile and having a potluck celebration and discussion. And that's Sunday the 19th. And then the following week is Take Back the Night Week, and Mary can give you a little more info about that.
Yeah, so this is the very first time that we've been able to extend Take Back the Night throughout the course of the week, which is really exciting for us. We have a multitude of different speakers and panels, as well as different movies and discussions surrounding rape culture and sexual assault. It starts on Monday. Most of the events you can find on our Facebook page for Take Back the Night, or you can look up the Gender and Sexuality Equity Center page as well. All the events are going on throughout the week, and then Thursday night from 9 to 9:30 p.m. is going to be the Silent Candlelit March. We really encourage a lot of support and advocacy, especially regarding this event, as well as the multitude of others. There's a, you know, there's a speaker talking about how men can get involved in the movement. There's a video called The Hunting Grounds that's based on campus and nationwide assault and the way that campuses get involved and, you know, are a part of that. And so we're really trying to get not only support from the student body, but also from the community outreach, because we are all affected by the situations and by, you know, the effects of this event. And we really want to make this known and bring awareness and bring support. So
absolutely.
And something that I wanted to point out about both the Toptional bike ride and Take Back the Night is that these aren't just women's issues, and this isn't just about women, and
absolutely,
that this is about everybody in the entire community. And so all bodies, all genders, all ages are welcome at all of the events, and as long as they are coming with you know, respect. That's all that we ask. All people are welcome as long as they are respectful.
So show up and, and support. And while you're at it, if you got some time here in April, go show up at the Guinness Book of World Records attempt at the Tackle Box. Any time of the day.
Or night.
Yeah, 24 hours a day, 24 hours a night. You know, Thank you all the time. They're there. And before we segue into Ecotopia, I do want to just touch on one last point about the mental self. And for me, that is about organization. And I am wondering if any of you, because, you know, we're all passionate people in this room, we're all trying our best to take care of our mental health, like Julian said, getting enough sleep, trying to remain calm under pressure. What is one tip? One tip, if you can say it in a few words, it's even better, because we only got a few minutes left, and I'd like to hear from as many of you out there as possible. So, who wants to say it first? Julian, you got something for us on how you keep all of this organized in your mind, all the things you got to do, like feed yourself and be breaking world history?
I would say organize how works best for you. I would say, you know, people have different suggestions about how to outline and how to brainstorm. And
what's your thing, really, though? What's your thing?
What do I do?
Yeah, just one thing.
You know, I am an artist, so I like to work with what's immediately available.
I like it.
I like to look around and, you see what tools are at my immediate disposal and arm's reach when I come upon a problem.
I would have said humor. I would have said your tool is humor.
Humor?
As an outside person. But, yeah.
You're an inside person, Tammy.
Outside, inside, yeah. Something like that.
Humor. That's how I organize.
Well, that's how you,
how you stay mentally healthy.
Mentally healthy. That's your, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how I stay mentally healthy. Oh, sure. Laugh it off.
And lots of good bickering with his teammate here.
Yeah.
Bickering? What is this?
We're getting real here. Okay, teammate. Or how do you stay?
you are totally outnumbered.
Called out.
Okay. I write. That's nice. How I stay mentally sane in all of this.
Nice.
I did want to mention real quick, because I didn't get it in before, that if people want more info about the Optional Bike Ride 2, we also have a Facebook page, Chico Breast Liberation. But I would say that the number one thing, I think, is forgive yourself. Forgiving myself for when I'm not able to get all the things done that I want to get done, and also forgiving myself for needing things like sleep, even though I want to do a million things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we actually just had a meeting regarding self-care, and we went through the different kinds of senses and the way that, you know, we can use those senses in order to sort of calm down and to reevaluate and take in, you know, what's going on, and to be able to, yeah, feed our minds and everything. And so taking in, like, vision, you know, going outside, reading a book, mm-hmm. you know, senses, lighting a candle, you know.
Getting in the sun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Doing things that, you know, let us, you know, take a step outside of the situation, you know, where we feel really tense or really stressed, and then say, you know, there's a reason I'm doing this. You know, there's a vigor and there's a passion, and people share this, and I can just breathe and, you know that, you know, things are going to come together one way or the other.
Awesome and amazing. I'd say for me, I make lists so I can scratch things off of them. Yeah. Sometimes I lose the list, you know, and then I make another one, and that feels good too. Sometimes
it also helps to put easy things on your list so that you can,
like,
have
eat
stuff
lunch.
That you're crossing off, so you feel like you're making progress.
Yes,
I've got one more thing. Ask for help when you
need it. Yes, ask for help.
Definitely.
And we need help right now. Just sometimes, chicabreaksrecord.com. We need help.
So.
help us.
And movement is really important for me.
Breathing,
yes,
and water.
Stretching, do some yoga,
being thankful. Gratitude.
You guys are hilarious.
I know, this is awesome. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Love in the 21st Century. We are going to be segueing here to Ecotopia. I hope that you feel inspired to find out what you're passionate about, because, you know, your passion is really what's calling you and really what's going to make you feel alive, and that's what we're here to do, feel alive, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So thank you so much to Rain and Mary for joining us. Thank you, Emily, for running down here to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Julian, for calling in.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Jinx. Yes.
All right. So we are going to segue with Steve Miller, Fly Like an Eagle. And Love in the 21st Century is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. Children.
Into the future.